Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, we need to put Angel Coaches Radio, and I'm working on that. So, hi, everybody. It's Melissa and myself, and we're here talking about fun run and for fun fitness. And we just got a new Instagram account, so I will give you that as we're going along. Well, Melissa, how are you? You said it's cold there in Virginia, and it's warm here in South Florida. So what's the weather like there?
It is freezing. It is 1 degree this morning. I don't know how I'm going to be able to get out there. I probably won't.
There you go. Okay. You always do something. So you do Pilates if you can't do running and everything, and that's good. So I thought about you the other day because I went out there running. Was it yesterday? And I'm going to run today. Yesterday, and it started raining. I was like, oh, man, that picture you sent me, and I don't know how cold it was. It was 30 or less, right?
Yeah.
You guys got to go on our Instagram account. You'll see a picture of Melissa because I'm going to post it today. Do you remember you ran? She ran 3.1 miles in the caption she sent me, or in the text. And, you know, and then she said, but I was so cold. It looked like she said she ran for 3.11 because her fingers were shaking so bad. It was so cold, you know. So anyway, I thought that was cute. And, you know, we love running. And I know we want to talk about the basics of running. So you want to start because you've got some good stuff there. You're amazing with detail, you know, and everything. So,
well, I'm thinking we're definitely going to have that couple of shows because there are multiple things that you have to think about, and within those individual subjects, there's a plethora of knowledge
that
you have to look into.
Yeah, plethora is a good word. That's right. Okay, so tell me what is one of the things, what do you want to start out with? Because I know that we said we need to have a few shows on this because we want people to be safe and secure, and we want them to have limited worry about not getting injured. And believe it or not, you can get injured with running more than tripping. I've done that before. Not funny. Have you ever tripped before? I have. It's so embarrassing, just so you know. But anyway, so talk to us. What do you want to start out with? What situation do you want to?
Well, from my beginnings, I wore my sneakers down to holes. I think the most important thing is get a good pair of running sneakers, not just sneakers, but running sneakers. And this may take more than, you know, one or two different types. You just can't stick to one. You have to give your sneakers a rest for 24 hours. So plan on buying two so you can alternate.
Okay. And you, I've used a lot of them, a lot of sneakers, and I've ran them down to, you know, to where they're not comfortable anymore. I know you have. And somebody asked me, well, what sneakers do you prefer? I said the best ones. And if that meant running in orthopedic shoes, I would do that as long as I could be fast. But a couple, you know, and shop for them. I agree with you on the sneakers and having at least two pair. If you run 3-4 days a week, you really need to get two pair. And if you're walking, you need to get, walk, run. Taking a day to walk, taking a day to run. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's something that I believe that you should do. And so you're doing that. And what else do you recommend? What shoes do you wear? So you have some favorites, and I'll say mine. And I've got another thing I want to add into it, but let me know what you feel. And I think the idea of two pairs of shoes, because I'm wearing one yesterday and a different one today that I'm getting ready to go run with. But what's your thoughts on that?
I have stuck with Nike for a while. And then the Hokas, which are maximum cushion. There's maximum and then there's minimal. So you have to play with it. I mean, I know it's money and expensive at times, but you really have to play with it because, you know, I got the Hokas. I was talking about it for years, and I like them, but I still like my little Nikes.
Little
so I might
Nike
even
dogs.
Consider going back to the old pair, you know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's okay, too, the old pair. Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say, because you and I, this is cool.
There's a lot of stores out now that kind of cater to making sure you have the right stance and pronation and, all how you run, how you carry yourself, and then inserts for your sneakers. If you go to one of the stores, I don't know, around this whole country, I'm not sure, but here in Virginia, there's, you know, Potomac Running, there's, oh God, what's the other one? Ooh, I just lost myself here. But Roadrunner Sports, they will help find the right sneaker for you if you're not sure how your foot kind of, you know, if it kind of flips to the right or pronates in or out or flat foot and high arch. They have their knowledge in that.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
And definitely fit you. For sure.
You know, I'm going to agree with that because I had, I used ASICS when I first started running, and I was actually, and I'm not a big ASICS fan, okay? But the reason why, and you're talking about they can see your foot and see how you run, I actually went to a running store, and there's running stores all over, call it ABC running stores, whatever it is for you in your town, in your state, or whatever. Dick's Sporting Goods is one that is usually all over. The one you were talking about too, as well, and Finish Line is another one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you can find one that will let you jog, because Runner's World is the one I use, and they actually had me jog because my ASICs were killing my toes. I was like, did I do something to my toes? I thought maybe I cut them, or they were cut off, or something, because they were hurting so bad. And when I ran a little bit. And so when I got on the they ran me on the treadmill or runner e treadmill, and they said, and they picked, which is Brooks, is one of the top running shoes out there. And Brooks, you've used Brooks. I love Brooks. But I'm going to go with what you said. I like to shake it up a little bit. I've used Hokas, however you say it, and I love them because they're very cushioned. Adidas has got one they just kind of came out with. It's Adidas Ultra Boost. And I just bought them in December. And amazing and wonderful. Hukas and Adidas are very, 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 very similar. And, they're very.
Now, let me ask you. Now, do you go up half a size? Because I wear a 10 in my running sneakers, but a 9.5 for the rest of my shoes.
Great question.
Because it gives you space for your toes.
Yes, exactly. When I started running, I had a size 6 shoe that I always wore, and now I have a size 6.5 when I run. And my running shoes are always a half size bigger because your foot sweats. That's a great question. It does. Your feet sweat, and so it gives you space. That's a great question.
You say sweat, and now I'm thinking of socks.
Yeah.
There's wool socks. There's cotton socks. There's ones that don't have the little line in the front that can irritate you. I mean, there's up socks up to your knees. They're compression socks. There's tons of socks out there too. Again, you have to play with it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you wear compression socks? Because my first running coach told me to, and I like compression socks when I'm doing an event. You like running a 5K, a half marathon, or a marathon, I use the compression socks. What's your thoughts on those? Because I think they're important for people to know about. You can try them out, but I always wear them on an event or in an event. What do you think? What's your thoughts on them?
I've always thought about getting compression socks.
Uh huh.
But I'm too simplistic, and I just want to put my shoes on and run.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I like to do. And let me ask you this: how about and put your shoes on and run. You know, Melissa, you and I've ran on treadmills, and that's actually how it got started. Do I like a treadmill?
Mm.
Yes, I will. I will run every once in a while on it, maybe once or twice every 2 weeks, because my feet need a rest and I can build speed on the treadmill. I can, you know, and I know we'll talk about more stuff as we're going along, But finding a good pair of shoes are great. If you're running, wherever you run at, I'm going to make a suggestion because it can be tough on, I just got over plantar fasciitis, and I told Melissa, and those who are listening now or listening later, that for me what was really important is shoe inserts. And so you can buy them. I think you need to buy them in a sports store.
Yes.
You know, if you're, I don't know, maybe your ankles or your knees, but if you take care of those heels or that plantar thing that's in your foot that can get inflamed,
mm-hmm.
it's just better. Have you ever, what's your thoughts on that? And, you know, I this morning before I put on my running shoes, I actually massaged my foot with a tennis ball, you know, because I want to keep it supple. What is your thoughts on that? Do you think that's important too? Running
yes.
socks?
Running socks, inserts, absolutely.
Okay.
Some companies, they actually have them and they make them there in the store, like Rogan.
Right? Yeah, right?
And then you
yeah.
do have to replace them too. You should not be able to see your foot imprint in there on
okay.
the actual insert because that means you've had it for too long and it's not really supporting what you should be supporting.
Okay, gotcha. So, and you're like excited about running, right? And if you can run a lot easier if you just take your time, right? So, you know, and you make this easy. Is that right?
It makes it more enjoyable if you purchase and do the right things. Yes. When I started, I even have a picture of it. I'll have to look in my camera roll. My shoes literally had holes in the bottom.
Okay.
And that's when I was like, okay, I'm liking this. I see this as a future thing going on for the rest of my life. I better get some good sneakers. And what a world of difference.
Yeah, exactly.
So it really starts with the shoes.
And, you know,
for sure.
I mean, exactly. It starts with the shoes. I spent close to $200 on my shoes, I know, for
mm-hmm.
the Nikes, for Asics, for, you know, the other one that you're using, Hoka, whatever. You're looking at spending between $150 to $200, and you're like, wow, for a pair of shoes? Okay, let me just give this to you straight, because Melissa is a lot more sweeter than I am, I think, in this arena. Yeah, not only that, you need to get two pairs eventually, okay? And she'll talk to you in a minute about switching them out and running and why to do that. But you need, you know, this is a sport, and every sport you're in costs money. You can spend a few, you know, different sports are different amounts of money. I think that running is a least expensive sport, one of the least expensive sports that you can use, but you have to do things to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how much I'm getting ready to get some inserts this weekend that are going to be made for me, specifically for me. And why am I doing that? Because I don't want to ever go through this again. And you have had plantar fasciitis. It's very painful.
Yeah.
But if I spend $100, you know, I don't know how much it is. The one I'm looking at is $100. Maybe you can get it for $50, $60, $70. I spent inserts at Dick's Sporting Goods for $15, and they helped me. And, so now it's like, okay, I'm always going to run with inserts. That's me. You know, maybe you always run with a knee brace if you have weak whatever. There's always parts of our body that's weak. So you have to figure that part out. And
yep.
maybe you don't figure it out right away, and maybe you run a little bit. But get a good pair of running shoes and spend the money. Don't try to get this is a Nike and they're on sale. There are running shoes that are in every brand out there. So why do you feel that they need two pairs? Anybody that's starting, what's the story with that? What do you feel with that? Little Melissa? So
how do I feel about
why does somebody need two pairs, right? Two pairs.
Yeah, because you have to let your sneaker relax for 24 hours before you use it again.
Right, okay.
Now, it sounds funny, but seriously, if you keep using the same, you'll wear them out faster.
Uh-huh.
And it's setting yourself up for future problems,
mm-hmm.
whether it be, you know, body or feet.
Okay.
Now, I mean, if you're starting out early and just, you know, starting out fresh,
right.
at least get one pair of good sneakers, save the money for the second pair, but don't use those sneakers every single day. Don't run every day. I learned that lesson real fast. If you run every day, you're gonna hururt yourself. And it's that runner's high that we all enjoy that wants you out there every day, but you really should go every other day when you start out.
Yeah.
So that saves you from spending for two shoes when you're starting this. And then eventually when you're up to speed, you can go ahead, buy that second pair, and then do it still, I'd say, every other day, because there's other things you should be doing too, like core training and strength training. But that's my
thing. I agree with you on the core training. Okay, so make sure, and then when you start, you're like, how far should I run? Well, and how do I get to a mile? By taking the first step. Listen, I laugh about that. She did 3.1 miles in 0 degree. I was like, I'm running out in the, and I was like, if she can run in zero, I certainly can run in the rain. And I love running, and I know you do as well.
I love running in the rain.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things that you said, that, and I think this is super, super, super important. So, you know, when I started running, Orange Theory really helped me. And then I had a private coach too that helped me on the side, because I was actually training for a marathon in Colorado. I'm a sea level girl, and you get the picture, because Colorado is definitely not sea level. It's mountain level. Mountain level. Yeah. Anyway, I did that. And I did it and had fun to finish midstream. The guy that actually came, I think he was first, second place, was 58 years old. But he gave some of the things that you and I are talking about, he was really firm about. So core strength, all those things are important, and to do that. So you, and stretching, right? Stretching, yoga,
yeah.
Strength training. So, you know, you do that, and then you know, what I usually do is I run, and then I go to the, I go to the gym, and I do some core strength yoga, because I have an app on my phone. You can have an app on your TV. You can, whatever you want to do. But the core will make your body stronger and be able to hold you up better, and you'll be faster. Yeah. And, so if you're starting out, I would probably run maybe a quarter of a mile, maybe 2/10 of a mile. I don't know. You got to figure that out. But run and walk it. You talked about Galloway running. What's that? Because I read the book. Tell me about that.
It's interval running, and you can calculate, if you have a speed in mind, you can calculate it, and you'd figure out how many seconds you have to run,
mm-hmm.
and then how many seconds you have to walk. So if you say a 12-minute mile, it could be 1 minute. I don't have the exact amount, but 1 minute run, 2 minute. Oh no, 2 minute run, 1 minute walk.
That's right. There you go. Exactly. So you can look that up online and get some stuff about that. You also can.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. You did that.
I did that because I knew I couldn't. It was challenging, especially having been overweight. You feel each pound that you got to lose. So I could not see myself doing 3 miles running only. And I would see serious injury. So I looked into the Galloway, and now I do a 30-second walk, 1 minute run.
Right. Okay. I got you.
And it depends on the weather too, because like cooler weather, you'll run faster, and warmer weather, you'll run slower. So you have to, it's a constant adjusting to your surroundings and yourself.
That's right. It's a constant adjusting. And you know what? And so I want to say this, because this is so important. And you and I have talked about this on a few different occasions. When you're starting, okay, shoes are important. Strength is important. Stretching is important. And core strength is important. Strength training is important. But you're like, wow, that sounds like a lot. Well, do you want to be mediocre? Do you want to be the best version of yourself when you're running? And by the way, you can get these on your TV. You know, they have yoga in the morning. They have strength training in the morning. They have all that. You can go to your gym and do it. You can get an app on your phone. Everything is so convenient now.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I know that, I text each other. And it's good if you have a buddy. she and I text each other because we're starting this run club right now. And we've got a couple people listening in, which I'm super excited about. But we, one of the things that is important to her and I is this gal does Pilates, which strengthens her core. You know, I do core classes, right? You know, and I do strength training, and I know she does a lot of stuff like that. So is it how well you do it? Well, to do it well, you need to do these things. And the shoes are super important. Do not mess up your feet, okay, and give them a break. I'm one that runs six times a week because I love running. But this you have four children and a husband and you know and a new little puppy and that she's taking to the vet today to get neutered. Anyway, we didn't tell him that, right? So you keep that secret till you get there. You know, so she takes care of her family and she also runs, and I love that about you. And one of the things that you know, when you run, it's a mind, body, spirit, I didn't like to run when I first started running. I actually ran track in high school, but I didn't like to run, and I did a couple events when I was in college. And but how did I tell you something? When you're saying how do you learn to love to run, and you can back me up or have your own thoughts about this, but I love to run. I just said, darn it, I got to get healthy, and I want to live till I'm, you know, 100 and look like I'm 32, and you're right. So because exercise keeps you young, and I started running, and one day I was just running, and all of a sudden I felt the endorphins kicked in, and I was like, wowzer, I was running like the wind, and I didn't know I was running, and I stopped. And there's so many things you can do, and you know, maybe Melissa and I can one day a week we can run at the same time, because I've texted her. And anybody out there can join us on their iPhones and their music and run with us. You know, it doesn't matter what state you're in. We'll talk about that. That's a little bit down the road. You know, we would love to do that with you and, you know, put something on, you know, that, you know, about breathing. Breathing is important, too, when you're running.
Yep.
And, you know, I have a client of mine who's also was one of my coaches, and she said if you run – and you have to hold your mouth open, then that's not good. I was like, I don't know. So what's your thoughts on that? When you're running, do you have your mouth open? Because I breathe, and I'm like, what do you do? How do you breathe?
Heavens, I never thought of that, but I breathe out of my mouth, I think.
Okay,
nose and mouth. Yeah.
So that's something. So check out the breathing, what you feel about it, and we'll talk more about that as we're going along. But that's something. You know, I promise you, you may get out of breath. And did you tell me this about a lady that walked around her apartment and lost a gazillion pounds, and now she's So
and she's not, you know, a young chicken either. She's 120 pounds, I think she lost. It was all over the news, and all she did was walk around her one bedroom apartment. Walk.
Exactly, and I know you lost 50 pounds running.
Yeah.
Too. I have a friend of mine that she goes, I had to go get one of these bras, and she goes, it's not very comfortable. Oh, it's a running bra. So yeah, if you're a girl, I don't care how small or how big you are, get a bra.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Do you wear that? I mean, I personally, this is going to surprise a lot of people. I've gotten sports bras at different places, but I really love Victoria's sports bras. Why you say, some of them they've got will zip up the front. You know, some of them don't, but I like them because they're very good and they're very thick, and I feel like everything's in place. You know what I mean? So
you gotta keep them puppies in the place.
I know,
sure.
I mean, but yeah, barking out the top's not good, and you don't want to do that because that can hurt your breast and that can make them very painful.
Well, you know, I've never spoken to about running with men. Maybe they have issues. You know?
Yeah.
They have to wear tight shorts, perhaps.
Tidy whities.
So if anybody's listening to this and who's a male, we want your feedback because actually I never thought of that.
Yeah,
but it's probably
exactly.
True. It's probably true.
That's funny. Yeah, you're right.
Everything jiggles, right? Well, hopefully someone will, you know, let us know about that.
Yeah, we would like to know that. You can go to, I'm getting ready to give you our show's going to end in just a few minutes. But if you'd like to run with us or you'd like to know, you have a great question, hey, we want to know what will help people run because this is our passion. This is something that you lost 50 pounds with. This is something that I got extremely healthy with. And I lost some weight, but weight's not an issue for me. You know, I think that everybody's had it at times where it could be an issue. But, it, you know, so losing weight, getting healthy, building strength, living to your 1,000 and feeling good about living to your 1,000 is important. So yeah. If you, we've got it, Melissa and I, you can see pictures of us running. You see Melissa, she looks adorable. She's in this, all her running gear underneath the big coat, the big everything. And how cold is it that day that you ran, that you sent me a picture
I want to say it was 32 or 30. Yeah, something around there.
So here we got, we've got go run for fun fitness at gmail.com. That's our email, but go run for fun fitness on Instagram. So you can find us there. You can see pictures and everything. So listen, the Galloway Run Book is what you used. You can Google that. You can find it on, you can just Google it. Another one I liked was from the couch to a 5K. I have a friend of mine that did that, did amazing, mm-hmm. was so excited. So
that's been very successful for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm training for a run, actually an event for running for a 5K. It's called Running for Haiti. If you can help people by running and they can, it provides money for causes if that's important to you. And I think it is, because when you're giving back, then your running can improve. It's a law of nature, whatever you give, when you give, you get back.
Yep.
And if you want to run faster, and everything, we're going to talk about 5K, speed drills and everything like that, but Go Run for Fun Fitness on Instagram is Melissa and I's Instagram page. And anything else you want to say? And we should say something. Socks. I like padded socks myself, but some people like thin ones. You like thin ones?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, wool socks. You'd be surprised. I did get wool one. Well, you're in Florida, but wool socks, man, they always worked awesome for my races. For some reason or another.
They did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was weird.
How cute is that? They wore wool socks. So, I like thicker socks, and Nike's got some. Your fave, one of your faves there, and they've all got them, and not necessarily wool socks, but just thicker padded socks, because I have. In the past, I've had heel challenges, so that's mm-hmm. the way that that I I know that you do. You have any body challenges that running can aggravate or whatever?
My lower back, so I work on my core.
Okay, working on your core. Core works everything,
yep.
And take care of it. As I said,
and my toes sometimes.
Yeah,
we can talk about that. Oh, there's so much to talk about.
Yeah, this is just get from ground zero. So now you know the shoes, where to go, what to wear. I like shorts myself because I don't like anything touching my legs unless it's cooler outside. I live in South Florida, so how cool can it get? I got down to 50 degrees this week. I had to wear a sweatshirt. Anyway. So.
And I would be taking off my sweatshirt up here in Sterling.
That's cute. Anyway, so we just got a clock. If you got questions or have stories, please hit us up. You're going to be able to find us on, I can't even think now, iTunes and a couple other things there. So I'm excited about that. And Melissa and I are going to run. Yeah, no, exactly. She's an avid runner and loves to run. It's her passion. Anyway, everybody have a great now, and we will talk to you next
Stay
week.
Warm
Stay
wherever you
warm.
Are.
That's right. Stay warm. Exactly.
And go run.
That's it. Go run. Anyway, take care, everybody. Have a nice evening. Bye now.
Bye, everyone. Bye.